Camera Hal Morna.
Sammy Cleaver, Camera Chapin.
Cleaver. Well, good morning, everyone. A touch of garlic there. I'm with Morna Butcher on the garlic stand at the Scottish Learning Festival 2012. Morna, thanks very much for giving me some time. Tell me, what are the key messages today from the garlic stand that you're giving to delegates SLF 2012?
One of our key messages is trying to encourage people to maybe think about a career in garlic teaching. So we've got quite a lot of banners and posters and leaflets about the opportunities within garlic teaching. Courses available for teachers, CPD opportunities that include Gaelic courses, as well as opportunities to learn Gaelic and the support that is there out from the Gaelic organisations, including the Gaelic Faces, BBC Alapa, MG Alapa, the Gaelic Learners Association, the Fation and the community groups as well. So lots of different things, but our main key message is trying to support Gaelic teachers. Obviously we need more Gaelic teachers within Gaelic education at the moment.
Would it be wrong to assume or to think that you would need to be a natural or a Gaelic speaker to be able to do this?
You need to be a Gaelic speaker to teach through the medium of Gaelic, but there are plenty of opportunities to learn. So if you're already a teacher, there are specific courses out there designed for teachers who wish to learn Gaelic. And there's week-long immersion weeks run by Borna Gaelic, which organisation I work for. Or we also have a full-time CBD programme for teachers who want to transfer from English medium to Gaelic medium teaching. And that's for people who might have a little bit of Gaelic already.
Where can people access these materials?
The CPD programme is an online thing run by the UHI, University of the Highlands and Islands, and the University of Aberdeen in partnership. But all the other courses you can find out about on our website, GaelicTeaching.com. Some information there.
Now, you've also got a number of other, it looks like, resources or agencies that are promoting Gaelic. Are there any others that you think you should mention that could bring to people's attention?
One of the main ones here is Thorlan, who are the Gaelic Resource Bank. They provide a lot of the Gaelic resources for schools. So they're here today and they've got quite a few of their resources here. We've got Asker, who writes in books, as well as Gaelic, produce books, and the Gaelic Books Council as well. And they're Asker are actually showing off today our new Gaelic speaking teddy, which has just arrived.
Yes.
It's a sample of the teddy and he speaks Gaelic. Gives you numbers, colours and shapes.
Great stuff.
Have a wee chat with them if you like.
Okay, folks, well, any delegates who are listening to this, I would make a beeline for the stand. Lots of really interesting materials here to support Indigenous culture and Indigenous language of Scotland.
That's it. Perfect. Just come and see us. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Morna.
More than thanks.